Valentine greetings. When you read this column, it will be the week of Valentine's Day. From Ohio this past week came a letter with several poems, and one was on love, which really touched my heart. Ruth George is 80-something and still very young at heart. It will bring her much joy to be able to share these warm thoughts on love with you, dear readers of this column. Love is God's precious gift. God has given us many gifts along life's way. The most precious is love. In our hearts, it will stay. Love makes the sun shine through a dark cloud. It makes a father look at his baby son and feel so proud. Love soothes the aches and hurts we are asked to bear. Love teaches kindness to those for whom we care. Love soothes the aches and hurts we are asked to bear. Love teaches kindness to those for whom we care. It eases the troubled heart. It makes us strong to help a loved one that has done a wrong. When we have love, the world is so bright. It spreads happiness to everyone in sight. It bridges the lonely hours when we are apart from those we love with all our heart. So meet each day with a great big smile. Help your neighbors, if only for a while. Their cares and worries you will help to lift by showing that love is God's precious gift. Thank you, Ruth, for sharing your poem Thoughts from the Heart. Warm thoughts to ponder. Most people are nicer after they have had their heart broken a couple of times. Emma Thompson. In the central place of every heart, there is a recording chamber. So long as it receives messages of beauty, hope, cheer, and courage, you are young. Samuel Olman, 1840 to 1924. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Warm thoughts from the little home on the prairie over a cup of tea by Louetta G. Werner. February 15th, 1996.